Thanks for joining us for the executive series. Today, I'm speaking to Anthony Nontes, who is the CEO of Wiser. Anthony, great to talk to you today.
Thanks, Tom. Good to catch up with you.
Anthony, Wiser operates in the consumer lending space. So tell us a little bit about the organization and how you distinguish yourself from your competitors.
Yeah, first and foremost, we're building a purpose-led company in this space, which on the back of a banking royal commission, there's probably never been a better time to build a company in consumer finance that genuinely cares about its customers. So in order to do that, we've built two platforms at once. We've built a digital lending platform that offers personal loans, a market-leading end-to-end digital experience. But alongside that, we've also built a financial wellness platform that actually goes on the journey with a customer to help them manage that debt over time, repay that debt, look at other debts that they've got access to and manage their credit score and a whole range of other factors. So you put these two things together, and what we've been able to do is offer in market something incredibly unique. A personal loan at a rate typically lower than any of the big four banks, significantly faster, with a better digital experience. And we're the only provider in market that will give you a personal loan and actually help you pay it off faster, which drives a whole bunch of really great behaviors around consumers. So I think that combination of factors is why we're winning so much market share at the moment.
But another factor, of course, is the extraordinarily low levels that interest rates have fallen to over the course of the last 12 months. How do you separate out those drivers, given the fact that the demand for consumer credit has been, you know, quite breathtaking in the last 12 months in particular?
Yeah, well, we've seen some variation in the demand for consumer credit in the last 12 months. Obviously, the lockdown with COVID, we've seen some market contraction actually through the period as different types of use cases for consumer lending is actually contracted. But despite that contraction in the market size, Wiser's continue to grow and grow at a rate of knots, really. One of the things we've been able to do is access the term market and securitize our first debt deal out. That lowered our cost of funds, you know, on the back of that term deal to an all-in cost of funds at 1.5% over swap, which makes us incredibly competitive as a consumer lender, which really drives, you know, our ability to increase our own margin, but more importantly, potentially pass some of that saving directly onto the consumer and make us even more competitive in market and give Australians a better deal.
Whilst being able to provide those attractive rates is important, Anthony, it's also important to be able to work out the credit quality that you're ultimately going to end up with in your portfolio. How does your technology help you do that?
It's been one of the things that's separated us from day one, which is, you know, unlike what I'd say is sort of the more traditional non-bank lenders who've typically gone after, you know, credit that the big four banks typically wouldn't want to underwrite. Our core purpose from day one has been to offer the best credit to the most credit-worthy Australians and really take them away from the big four banks. You know, I think our platform and our ability to make very fast algorithm-based decisions at the front end of our business has allowed us to attract Australia's most creditworthy customers. You know, that's proven out in the types of credit and the performance of our book. And again, from an equity investor's point of view, if you look at our term out deal, when credit professionals, you know, global credit professionals looked at our book and looked at that $225 million worth of loan assets, the pricing they gave us on that book just tells you is really a testament to the quality of the credit that we're writing.
When you talk about being able to access those interest rate markets as successfully as you have done recently, how do you look forward then over the course of the next couple of years? In a short space of time, we've seen a pretty dramatic readjustment in interest rate markets. Is that a cause for concern for you?
I don't think it's a cause for concern. I think, you know, we operate in a market that's got some pretty significant margin in it, you know, and we can hedge against some of those interest rate changes as well. I think it provides, if anything, more opportunity for us. You know, we've just launched our second product ever. You know, we've built our business with an unsecured personal loan product. We've just now launched a secured vehicle product a couple of quarters ago. We see another huge market opportunity for us in vehicle finance, another market where we think Australians are underserved, where we think we can provide a better digital experience, a more competitive pricing experience. And again, uniquely, provide an offering where we can provide a loan to a customer and actually help them pay it off faster. You know, that attracts, just from a behavioural point of view, very credit-worthy Australians, the types of Australians who like the idea of taking out credit, but actually like the idea of paying it off as fast as they can, actually has a nice natural selection bias for us. So we see that as being a really big opportunity. You know, as interest rates move, you know, we see the margin of opportunity for us remains the same, and big market opportunities ahead of us.
So you're not necessarily thinking of the small picture in terms of Australia and what your growth runway is going to be like over the course of the medium term. You're also focused to an extent on what prospects are available to you in Europe as well.
Yeah, I think we want to look at both. I mean, you know, the opportunity in Australia here shouldn't be dismissed. You know, it's about $146 billion market opportunity here in consumer finance. You know, to put that in perspective, our total loan book, you know, as of the 30th June was around about $400 million. Right. So the ability for us to go and build a really big business in Australia of real size and scale and impact over the next couple of years shouldn't be dismissed. You know, I think there's plenty of opportunity for us here in this home market for a really big consumer lending alternative to the Big Four to emerge. And we think we're better placed than anyone to do that. Now, that being said, what we've done really uniquely around building a dual platform approach based on financial wellness, based on a better digital experience, is really unique in the Australian market. And it's actually still unique on the world scale. And so we absolutely see the opportunity for somewhere like Europe, which is a consumer lending market 20 times bigger than Australia, for us to maybe dip our toe into that water and over the medium term, and consider how we might be able to enter a market like that.
So you recently conducted a capital raise, Anthony. What are those funds going to be used for?
All those funds are really about driving more growth for us. And you know, like I said before, we've built a really great business today, but it really is just the beginning. You know, the metaphor I give you is, you know, I think we've gone to a point where we've finally put the key in the ignition and we're about to turn the engine on and really get going. And so I think this next capital injection really allows us not just to turn the engine on, but maybe even get into first gear and really start to grow this company. You know, there's a huge opportunity for us in this market. It allowed us to do things like, you know, be a broadcast sponsor of the Tokyo Olympics. You might have seen the Wiser ads sitting alongside some big household names. You know, so Wiser through the Olympics has gone from maybe a challenger brand to a household name in the space of 2 or 3 weeks. So the use of funds to be able to do something like that was pretty remarkable. I think over the next year or two, you'll be able to see us to really deploy those funds to continue to grow at just such an extreme rate that we're really excited about, and take more and more market share in what is a big market in the Australian sector.
So just in terms of, like, you know, pulling back from that big picture view, you know, what you saw in the last quarter was some a pretty impressive expansion of your loan book. What are you going to what are you expecting as far as the next couple of quarters are concerned, given what you're seeing around the country in terms of, you know, household confidence, economic factors, things of that nature?
Yeah, I mean, look, we're very proud of the fact that we've delivered 20 consecutive quarters of growth. You know, and from an investment point of view, that's the kind of company you want to invest in, right? A company that you know quarter on quarter keeps delivering and keeps delivering. So we're very proud of the fact that despite changes in systemic, you know, factors, despite changes in the macro environment and lockdowns, Wiser has been able to deliver quarter on quarter on growth consistently for 20 quarters now. So we're confident that we continue to grow. You know, there will be changes in the use cases of consumer lending and consumer borrowing. You know, there are entire use cases that don't exist at the moment. You know, throughout a lockdown, it's harder for someone to go buy a secondhand car, right? It's harder to get someone to come to their house and renovate their bathroom and renovate their kitchen. But we see growth in other use cases too. So something like debt consolidation, which is a big part of our lending, because we offer such competitive rates, we see a lot of really good average Australians realize they're probably paying too much for their current consumer debt, and they can actually roll that debt over to Wiser and save some money. So we see during lockdowns, Australians thinking about those types of things and moving to Wiser. So we remain really confident over the next few quarters that we can continue to grow. I think as Australia opens up, you know, you'll find Australians again return to more borrowing, looking at more ways to expand their lives, and Wiser will be right there for them.
Anthony, it's been great talking to you today. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tom. Good to catch up with you.
And thanks very much for joining us for the Executive Series.